Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Pooler. And my guest today is Samantha Cohan. And Samantha is with the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. She's the development manager. And Samantha is here to talk about the Corning Tower stair climb in which I participate in. So, Samantha, how long have you been working on the stair climb?
Yes, hi, good morning. I've been working on the stair climb. This will be my second year running the event. I've been a volunteer with the foundation now for about 5 years and only employed for about little less than two. So this will be my second stab at the climb, but this is our 29th year at the Corning Tower holding the event.
Wow. So give our listeners a little overview of exactly what cystic fibrosis is and how debilitating it can be.
Yeah, sure. CF, as we call it, is an inherited chronic disease that affects the lungs and digestive system of about 30,000 adults and children right now in the country. And it causes it. It's the defective gene and its protein causes the body to produce thick, sticky mucus. So you can imagine how you felt last year, Cynthia, climbing up the Corning Tower, all 42 flights of it, 809 steps to be exact. So for those who have trouble breathing on a daily basis, for a disease that affects their lungs and you know how you felt when you got to the top of the tower.
Well, the thing of it is, what I find so, what I'm proud of myself about is that I am a reformed smoker. I smoked for many years. And for me to tackle this, it's really a big accomplishment. So does the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation do stair climbs all over the country?
Yeah, they do. So there is about a little over 20 of our chapters across the country that actually do hold stair climbs, whether it's in a tower such as ours in a building or in an outdoor stadium, Major League Baseball fields, obviously hold thousands of people. So they climb those steps up and down, and with our tower climb, there's about five of our chapters across the country that actually do tower climbs, and especially ours is actually one of the tallest at 42 flights. So it is pretty unique, and I think people like the exhilaration of going vertical, so to speak. We like to say that you're taking the search for a cure to new heights. So, with fundraising and, we do ask our participants to fundraise, so that we can find a cure for those living with CF.
One of the people that I've inspired to do the stair climb with me, he's a 46er. He's done all 46 peaks in the Adirondacks. And he's really psyched for this, and I'm really happy about it. So,
that's wonderful, yeah.
Not too many people really do stair climbing as their sport of choice. How popular has stair climbing become within the last 10, 15 years?
Yeah, we've I've seen an increase in participants. The race can be done in a couple different ways. You can do the entire stair climb on your own, so all 42 flights on your own, or you can do it as a team relay. So that involves four people, whether it's your friends, coworkers, family members, where each person does 10 flights, that last leg doing the last 12 up to the 42nd. So that breaks it up a little bit. If the 42 sounds intimidating, it still gives people a chance to be involved. for a good cause, but, you know, they aren't doing it entirely on their own. Sometimes the first year, you know, they might do that and then, so to speak, graduate to thinking they can do it on their own. They want to try to achieve that goal. So this year we're looking about close to about 175 to 200 participants. Last year we were around the 175 mark. And it's been growing over the past few years, which is nice.
Now, how many people would you say that do the stair climb are what you would call elite athletes and do stair climbing, primarily stair climbing as a sport?
I would say not many. I mean, and you say it is a different kind of fitness level. You know, I've got a handful of athletic, fit males, females, all age ranges from, I would say, 18 years old to, you know, a little early 70s that are participating, and some have been doing it year after year. You know, they may run, use a treadmill, bike, cycle, but this climbing the stairs is a little unique. I've heard a few people say that, you know, they've been practicing on their lunch breaks, you know, just in their building at work, and they do say it's a little bit different. You know, you're using obviously different body parts, but you know, you're running, but you know, some people have strategies to climbing the stairs two at a time, pacing yourself, I'm told, to make it all the way to the end.
Uh-huh. So, have you done it?
I have not, personally. I have not. Maybe this year will be my first. You know, I find myself taking the elevators and participate, you know, helping out and such.
Taking
and
elevators? You're a
taking the taking the elevators to each of the floors to make sure that all of our volunteers are in their, you know, in their correct positions and making sure that we're, you know, all doing our jobs in case there was an emergency if anybody needed anything. That's what I'm there for, to make sure the day runs smoothly.
I'm a lymphoma survivor. And I've done a couple of half marathons for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society. And then one of my friends at work was telling me about stair climbing. And over the years, for the past 7 or 8 years, I've kind of developed into a pattern of doing it. And it was about the mid-February last year, I said, I'm going to do it. So I called you guys and, you know, I signed up to do it. And, you know, from just stair climbing and working my way up from a former smoker to becoming an enthusiast for climbing stairs, I did 809 stairs in 33 minutes. And, of course, most people were, like, running ahead of me. But you know what? I finished it, I'm proud of it, and I did it in 33 minutes.
Yes, exactly. That's great. You know, it's a challenge of will and endurance, and you challenged yourself and fought till the end. I mean, you did it, and that's something to be, you know, to be proud of. That's certainly an accomplishment, and I think
right.
That's why people see this as a challenge, so... It definitely is one.
Now, like when people sign up to do it, is it like cross training? Like maybe some of the women do the Fly Hoppers Run or are involved in the Hudson Mohawk Runners Club or other activities. Do you see a lot of people who do stair climbing do it as, you know, like a cross training type thing?
Yeah, I do have quite a few participants signed up this year who are members of our local, you know, support our local gyms, our CrossFit. So that's certainly a different type of, you know, exercise and means of working out as well. So I think that they just think this is a neat, obviously it's not something that they do day to day. But as I'm told, you know, people who are, you know, taking their lunch breaks and practicing because they're not used to this type of workout.
Right. Now, when usually I do, I mean, I've done, there's from what in the building that I'm in where I live, it's from the lobby to the top, it's 172 stairs. So I've done, you know, I go up to the top and then I take the elevator back down. So there's kind of a break. And, you know, there's been a few times where I've set a goal to do 1,000 steps. But there's always breaks in between going down the elevator, drinking some water and stuff. But to do 809 without a break, without going down any elevator, it was quite the challenge. And, you know, I think it was good for me. I really liked it. So,
yeah, it's certainly something to be proud of. That's a huge accomplishment.
So how many, you say there's how many people that are signed up for it now?
Currently about 125. And that includes our firefighters and first responders from the Capital Region. I'm not sure if you recall, but the first race that goes off is our first responders at 8:30 in the morning. And this is really a unique race because they wear their full gear. So they're wearing, you know, their packs on their backs. Some actually do have their oxygen masks to be able to, you know, to make it to the top. You know, they're climbing with that extra weight on their backs. So that's definitely a sight to see. And, you know, we appreciate their, you know, their time and dedication that day to come out and support a great cause as well.
So they go from the bottom all the way up to the top, which is 809 steps with full gear on?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yep.
How much is the weight with all that stuff on, the extra weight?
That is a question that I don't know the answer to. I wish I should know that answer. I would say an extra 20 to 25 pounds. That's an answer that I will have for you on event day this year, which is Saturday, February 25th. So I'll be sure to let you know.
So, you know, anybody who's out there who is into a challenge, a physical fitness challenge, I invite them to join with me to do the stair climb that day. So, Samantha, tell us, you know, where it is, when it is, how they can get involved, and how they can contact you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yep, this again, as I said, this is our 29th year climbing the Corning Tower at the Empire State Plaza, the tallest building certainly in Albany. We begin in the morning. Check-in begins at 7:30, but we do have a race schedule. There's three different races that morning. The first race, as I mentioned, being the first responders that wear their gear goes off at 8:30. We then move to our team relays at 9:30, which is a four-person team. Can be a combined males, females, doesn't matter the age. You will each be, you know, the first leg starts on the lobby level of the Corning Tower, and then we stagger the second, third, and fourth flights, relay positions on their respective floors. So that begins at 9:30. The first floor will start with their baton, and when they get up to the 10th floor, they will pass that baton on to the next relay member. And then our individual race begins at 10:30. And of course, this is a race that you participate in, Cynthia. So all members doing all 42 flights on their own go off at this race time. So we start everybody about 30 seconds apart to give everybody a chance to make their way up into the tower. so that not everybody starts all at once.
Right. So if somebody wants to do the challenge this year, and whether they do it as a team or individual, how can they get in contact with you to get to sign up for it this year?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, for more information, they can visit our website, which is FightCF. So that's FightCF, CF as in cystic fibrosis, .cff.org/AlbanyClimb. Cynthia can certainly, you know, you've got this information, and I can make sure that you have it for the listeners, and or they can call myself here in the office, and I can help them. Our phone number here in the office is 518-453-3583, and I can be sure to help them, walk them through signing up. There are registration fees involved, and we do ask that our participants pledge $150 to participate, and this is done through, you know, through fundraising. I know, Cynthia, you do a great job. You know, you go to your friends, people post on their social media that they are participating in an event for a great cause. I know that people have great luck on their Facebook pages. You know, friends and family donate $10, $10, $25, and it really does all add up. They know you're doing it. You know, it's going to a great cause, and they find it very easy to get to that $150 pledge agreement.
Now, let me ask you this. I've heard about cystic fibrosis over the years, and, of course, unfortunately, I don't know as much about it as maybe I should have. Is cystic fibrosis a fatal disease, or is it something that people live with for many years?
It is certainly fatal. The amount of years that they do live with it just certainly depends. You know, the drugs that we have produced over the course of the years are working. They're treating the symptoms that our patients are having. You know, to be able to clear the mucus that's in their lungs. I find that some of our patients, I'm told, work out and keep their bodies physically fit because it makes them feel good. Running, just staying active, it keeps the mucus, you know, moving, and they're able to clear it a lot easier, which is phenomenal, because, you know, for them to be able to run a couple miles every day, for some of our patients, they really enjoy it.
Have they identified a cause of this? What is it, genetic?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. So one more time, give the contact information, and hopefully by this little podcast, we could get a number of people climbing the stairs.
Yeah, wonderful. Again, they can visit our website, which is fightcf.cff.org/AlbanyClimb. They can even just go on and Google Stair Climb Albany. It certainly will come up immediately. The event, February 25th, as we said, first thing in the morning. Our check-in begins around 7:30. Even though you might not be racing until 9:30 or 10:30, you do not need to be there right at 7:30 in the morning. We just ask that you arrive 1 hour to race time, so that we can get you checked in. There'll be plenty of refreshments and beverages. We like you to stay hydrated. Plenty of water, Gatorade, and snacks to go around. We will have massage therapists there on hand. So it is really a fun event, definitely a sight to see the firefighters and really everybody who's there participating that day take on the challenge and make it to the top of the Corning Tower.
Samantha, I look forward to seeing you on the 25th, and thanks for taking the time to talk about cystic fibrosis. And, you know, everybody out there, it's great. It's invigorating. It's a challenge. And I challenge anybody, all of my friends who might be listening to this, to join me at the Conning Tower on the 25th. So if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes, and if you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany on Twitter. Thank you, Samantha. I'll see you on the 25th. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thank you.